Most waits at the checkout line do not turn into something special. But one man's trip to Walmart inspired incredible kindness and a new friendship. Here's NPR's Jacqueline Diaz.
Last month, Rory McCarty was trying to buy batteries at his local Walmart, but got stuck in line. While waiting, he was struck by the cashier checking customers out.
I kind of looked up and I seen this little older guy just there at the register, just grinding. You know, I'm just blown away thinking, man, look at this guy. He's got to be in his 80s.
McCarty started a conversation with the cashier and found out he was right. Warren Marion, who goes by Butch, is 82. At that point, he'd been working at Walmart part-time for 16 years. He'd spent a lifetime working at General Motors and Honeywell and even had a 10-year stint in the U.S. Navy.
I've been working since I've been 11 years old.
But some debt made it unlikely for Butch to retire anytime soon. McCarty recalled a TikTok he'd seen of a woman in Arizona who, with just a few followers, raised $50,000 for an 80-year-old stranger who was still working. McCarty had his own TikTok through his extermination company, Bug Boys. He wondered, what if he used his more than 250,000 followers for something like that? With Butch's approval, of course.
And then I made a GoFundMe account, and the rest is history. In 2 days, it raised over $100,000.
Both men have been completely overwhelmed with the attention their story has received. On January 4th, McCarty was able to present Butch with a $100,000 check. Butch was able to finally quit after 16 years.
This didn't happen because of me. You know, I could have done this for anybody, and I guarantee it wouldn't have caught fire like it did.
Butch is going to use the money to pay off some debt, visit his family in Florida, and maybe take a cruise to Cancun with his buddies. Butch and McCarty now have an indelible bond.
We're like peas and carrots. As long as he likes to hang out with me, I'm going to be hanging out with him.
Out of all the people, I was the one that was chosen. And thank God for that. He's the one that done it. He's the one that led Roy to me. So it's a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.